Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi there. You're listening to Station 1 on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is Visible by Numbers, and I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. Tonight, our topic is going to be gift-giving by the numbers. But before we get to that, I just want to bring up one little thing, and that's my newsletter. I want to remind everyone how to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's a great price because it's absolutely free. You simply email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line. Once a month, I publish a newsletter, and what's really great about it is the fact that you'll get your personal monthly numerology forecast, which will help you to prepare for the months ahead. And also, I've got some great information in them about numerology, websites, books, a whole lot of information, and much, much more. You'll also get information about the upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers. So again, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And I would be happy to include you on the subscribers list. And another good reason to subscribe to Visible by Numbers, the newsletter, is all of our newsletter subscribers got really good offer for their future forecast readings that are usually come up right around the first of the year, and they got a really good price. So sometimes you can even get some deals being on the subscribers list. Okay, so now to our subject, gift-giving by the numbers. Now, I don't know if you want me to sing it, but on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. So aren't you glad I'm not a singer, right? Okay, so I don't know how thrilled I would be about getting a partridge in a pear tree. And that's what tonight's show is all about, is getting that perfect gift for your special loved one. And also letting numerology help you do the shopping. I thought it really might be some perfect timing to point out that numerology is a wonderful way to select a gift because, you know, we tend to gravitate towards things that are our reflection of our energy. In fact, it's our energy that is the very reason that we want the things that we do. And numerology certainly identifies what our energy is. And those of you that are not familiar with numerology, it's an ancient science which uses your date of birth and your name given at birth to identify your energy. It's a wonderful tool for so many reasons, but for tonight, we're going to have a little bit of fun with it and get into the holiday spirit, and I'm going to be your personal shopper and tell you how to do it by the numbers. And if all else fails, you'll learn something about the numbers tonight. Now, I've got some great naughty or nice suggestions, but I'd also be happy to look at your special someone's numbers and help you with some gift ideas. And what we're going to be working with tonight is the person's day of birth. But another idea that you can do is go to my other website, which is gethisnumber.com. And on that website, we have a life path calculator. So you can actually put in a person's date of birth, and it'll tell you exactly what their life path number is. So that gives you two numbers to work with to try to find the perfect gift, either the day the person was born or go to gethisnumber.com. And put in the date of birth and get the life path number, okay? And I'm going to be taking your calls throughout the show. Perhaps you have someone in mind and you want me to take a peek at their numbers and give you some suggestions. Or maybe you would like a numerology reading for yourself. So I'm going to give you the toll-free numbers. You can call toll-free USA at 1-877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. So I'm available. I'm available to do readings for you while I'm chit-chatting about all these great gift ideas. Okay? Feel free to call the station. I'd be happy to take your call. Happy to do a reading. Okay, so let's start here. Now, I'm going to just be using the day that a person is born, okay? Like I said, you can go to gethisnumber.com, and you can get the life path number there. But we're going to talk first about people that were born on the first of the month, the 10th of the month, the 19th of the month, or the 28th of the month. And basically what you're talking about is people with one energy. Now, when you've got somebody that has one energy, I got to tell you, uniqueness counts. You really want to look for something unusual for them. If you're the kind of person that buys the same thing for everybody and gives it to them every year, you might want to make an exception if you've got a favorite number one. Some ideas for people that have one energy, you know, they tend to be athletic. They tend to be quite physical. They tend to be really the guys. You know, they like their sports. So maybe you might want to buy them maybe the tennis racket of their dreams, or even consider buying some tickets to their favorite sporting event, maybe a sports club membership, or even clothing that you know, for their favorite team that might do the trick. But remember, you're trying to find something that's unique. The color for a number one person is red, so, you know, keep that in mind when you're, if you're buying, like, clothing or even artwork, okay? Now, ones are really kind of ambitious people, very determined people, and they really are the type of people that end up being their own boss. So perhaps, you know, getting them a subscription to a type of magazine, you know, business magazine, that might be something that would be really useful to them. They also like top-of-the-line items. So, you know, it's better to buy one thing pretty expensive than to buy a lot of things that are mundane. You know, for a unique, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry, that'd be something for the lady in your life that has the one energy. You know, something really unique. And they are very much individuals, so you really need to be creative and give it some thought. So, you know, you're looking for something out of the ordinary for your favorite one, okay? All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about people that were born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th. Now, people, this is the two energy. So people that have two energy are really quite romantic. So if this is someone that you're dating or you have a committed relationship with, or even your husband or wife, you might think about a framed picture of yourself and make sure that you include a little love note. You might buy maybe a bottle of wine, some crystal glasses, put in a candle, and maybe even a gift certificate to an intimate dinner together. People with a two energy also tend to be collectors. So if you don't know what they collect, find out. Maybe buy them something to add to their collection. They also are music lovers, so a CD of their favorite music is a good idea. And I got to tell you, they're very peaceful people, so you might want to pick out maybe some soft vibrational music that will, you know, in all honesty, it'll soothe their souls. Anything with a heart in it, let's face it, romance. Heart-shaped necklace for her, or any jewelry that is very sentimental. A gift of a poetry book, a DVD of a romantic movie, that might be a good choice. But I got to tell you, when it comes to clothing for a two, you know, you might want to leave that up to them, because twos can be rather nitpicky about what they wear and about their colors, you know. So you might want to leave, unless you're absolutely positive, you might want to leave any clothing up to them. So remember, heart-shaped and romantic, that's what I would pick for someone with two energy, okay? All right, so we're going to move on. I'm going to talk about people born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of any month. Now, this would be the 3 energy, and, you know, 3 people are, you know, I got to tell you, these are people with a great deal of senses of humor. They're very funny, very inspirational, very good communicators. They always see the glass half full. They're very artistic. I guess you would call them happy-go-lucky. And definitely the warm, friendly types, okay? But they also tend to be trendsetters. So when it comes to how they dress, you really want to think of stylish and trendy, okay? This is not the person that you would buy, you know, the holiday sweater, you know, with the teddy bears on or anything. You know, they really are very much, very chic and very in style with their clothes. And they don't mind the attention, so this is the type of people that you wouldn't have to worry about bold colors and styles when you're picking out their clothing. You know, if the shirt screams, look at me, you know, that's right up the ballpark of someone with three energy. Now, people with three energy, they also admire very luxurious things. So you really want to think decadent here. You know, when it comes to the house, maybe some very plush decorated pillows, some, you know, those warm, what are those, fake fur throws, or anything for the home that's really luxurious, that would be right up the ballpark for a three. And perfume, cologne, hair products, cosmetics, and jewelry would certainly please somebody that had three energy. You might even try, you know, maybe getting them a gift certificate for a massage or a pedicure or something along those lines. And you really want to think playful and fun, too. And remember things like video games for him, a DVD of a great comedy for her. If it makes them laugh, it makes you laugh, then it's the perfect gift for somebody with three energy. And you know how they have those really funny T-shirts with all those funny sayings on them? Well, nobody loves humor as much as a three, and you probably can't go wrong with that. And, you know, more along the lines of a spiritual sort of a thing, you might even consider getting your favorite three a dream journal, because threes really do have very vivid dreams. They even have prophetic dreams. You know, this is a very psychic sort of energy. So, you know, maybe get them a dream journal and get them started writing those dreams down. So that's what I would buy. My son is born on the third. Is born on a 3 day, and I actually bought him a T-shirt, and it says, I don't remember, what does it say? It says, my Indian name is Runs with Beer. And I thought that that was really funny. It made me laugh, and hopefully it's going to make him laugh when he opens it. So, you know, think something that's humorous. Okay. So we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about people that were born on the 4th, the 13th, the 22nd, or the 31st. And basically you're talking 4 energy there. Now, people that have 4 energy are very practical people, very down to earth. These are the types of people that are, you know, they plan things, they manage things. They like security. They're very traditional kind of people. Very hardworking, tend to be a little bit on the systematic side. Definitely frugal. They don't spend money on crazy things. Very honest people, very trustworthy, very dependable type of an individual. This is like Boy Scout, Girl Scout energy when I picture the 4 energy. So when you're thinking in terms of maybe a gift for somebody with 4 energy, you want to think of something that's very practical and very sensible. And, you know, that if you can think practical, you probably are in the right ballpark for somebody that has 4 energy. They don't like to waste money. That includes yours. So if you go out and buy them something ridiculously expensive and something they can't use, they probably would not appreciate it. Some things that you might consider would be maybe some gardening tools. Because people with 4 energy, they really do enjoy working outdoors or in the garden. When it comes to clothing, you know, you want to just kind of keep it conventional and very practical. And given the fact that people with 4 energy love to be organized, you know, let's think about things for the home. Things like desk organizers, you know, or something for the cupboards or something like that would be something that they would probably enjoy the gift and also put it to good use. Or if all else fails, ask your favorite 4 to give you a list of the items that they would love to receive. And you know what? You're going to make them happy because, you know, people with 4 energy, they tend to like to make lists. So that's giving them something to do that they enjoy. So remember, practical gifts for the home, okay? Things that have a purpose, things that aren't, you know, overly expensive. You know, even, you know, I mean, I really think that a 4 would appreciate something like a floor sweeper or maybe a car vac or something, maybe a multi-purpose scrubber or something like that. I think that that would be the sort of thing that they would appreciate. Okay. So now we're going to move on to people that are born on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd. And now we're talking about the 5 energy. So people that have five energy are usually very free-spirited, and they really like variety. You know, for them, variety is the spice of life. And these are very unconventional people. And they're also, I have to say it, very sensual, very popular, very social, quick thinkers. These are the people that they're the explorers and the travelers of the world. They're very adventurous, very curious. They learn by experience. They're great communicators. And the one thing that fives don't like is routine. So if your significant other has five energy, you have a wide range of options, because fives are so multi-talented and they have such a curious nature that, you know, just about anything could be something that they like. But I'll tell you one thing, they tend to read the cliff notes on things. So maybe not so much a book for your favorite five, but maybe a magazine subscription on one of his favorite subjects would be a good idea. And they love things that create an experience. They love to travel and they love adventure. So maybe, you know, if you can afford it, consider a gift of a getaway weekend, because that in itself is an experience. Or maybe a concert ticket, a night out to a concert, again, another experience. Or even a gift certificate to a fine restaurant. Just going to a restaurant and having a lovely dinner is another thing that creates an experience for a five, and it's something that they enjoy. Now, if your favorite five is a female, you better make Victoria's Secret a first stop on your shopping trip, because I'm pretty sure she'll appreciate some fine lingerie. You know, as I said before, fives are quite sensuous people, and so if you've got a beautiful five female in your life, you know, you can make her feel very feminine and very desired with a great gift of lingerie. And if all else if all else fails, there you go, Allison. Now my mouth is working. If all else fails, buy your favorite five the latest in electronic gadgets or cell phones, because fives truly appreciate technology. And I got to tell you, my husband is a five, and whenever we go shopping, I head to the clothing or whatever, and my husband heads to Staples or Best Buy or, you know, electronics store or something like that. My husband is the first person to get the newest cell phone. And if it's new in technology, he's the first person to be interested in it and buy it. So, you know, you really want to think something that's now, that's current, and that would be something that a five would appreciate. So he doesn't go shopping. He doesn't hang out with me much in the malls, let me tell you. He's always running off in a different direction because he gets bored, okay? Okay. Born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th, we're talking about some 6 energy here. And I happen to have been born on a 6th day. So when we're looking at people that have the number 6, we're talking about very responsible people. Very caring. They really have an artistic flair. They appreciate beauty. These are really the cosmic parents in the world with a great heart. And they really do make home and hearth and family very important in their life. They're very family-orientated. These are the teachers and the healers of the world. They're very nurturing, very kind, and very generous. So what do you buy for a 6? Well, I think warm and cozy, you just got to keep that in mind, and you probably do pretty well with a 6, because anything that beautifies the home and brings comfort is probably a welcome gift. But you want to check on the colors of your favorite 6's home and buy within the color scheme, because 6's have an eye for color, and they really prefer harmonious colors in their house. So, you know, you might buy them something perfectly wonderful, but if it doesn't fit into the decor, it is never going out. So, you know, if you're going to buy something for the house, make sure you get it color coordinated. Now, a gift would delight someone with 6 energy would be a basket of homemade cookies. Maybe throw in some hot cocoa mixes, some kitchen towels, and some cocoa mugs, and that would be a delightful gift for someone with 6 energy. Because really, you know, this is Martha Stewart energy. So, you know, anything that takes a little thought and is made from love, I think a 6 would truly appreciate it. Now, if it's a female six, she would probably prefer comfortable clothing and would probably enjoy, you know, a nice soft jogging suit over something that was really fussy. And I got to tell you, you know, I've got both kinds of clothes, but when it comes to hanging around, you know, in the house, you know, I'll get out, you know, a jogging suit or something like that, something that's really comfortable. Now, okay, I'm telling on myself. I admit it. Okay, it's true. Yes, I have the jogging suit on. Yeah, I admit it. Okay. But also, six appreciate homemade gifts. So, you know, if you've got a flair and you can craft some things, you know, consider making your favorite six their Christmas gift this year, because they really do appreciate that. They, you know, that is something that they would truly, you might even get a homemade gift from someone with six, because they do have an ability with art, and they do love their seasons. I'll tell you, sixes love to decorate the house for Christmas. They love Christmassy things. You know, this is just right up their alley, so make them something for Christmas. And other things, other ideas would be a family portrait, so, you know, maybe give them a picture of you or your family. Music, because six are very musical people. They have a gift with music. So maybe get their favorite CD. Cookbooks. You never can have enough cookbooks if you're a six. And I do think that sixes are a little bit of chocoholics. So, you know, if you want to get them some Godiva chocolates or some really nice chocolates, hey, I'm sure that your six will appreciate it. And also, people with six energy love animals. They absolutely adore animals. So if they've got a little puppy around the house, you might want to also bring a little puppy toy or a doggy toy for their, you know, because their animals are their children, so make sure you don't forget them. But you can also think in terms of animal-inspired gifts as well, like maybe a framed picture of their dog even, or something along those lines, and I'm sure that they would appreciate it. Even things like candles or anything that makes the house warm and cozy, you know, that's right down the alley of someone with six energy. Okay. All right, so we're on to the number seven, and those would be people born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th. And so basically we're talking seven energy. Now, I don't know how many of you out there that have the seven energy, but this is definitely the different kind of energy. This is like the square peg trying to be fit into the round hole, because sevens are just not like the others. And usually people with seven energy are very solitary. They're usually, you know, it's kind of like very wise people, very interested in spiritual philosophy. Maybe these would be the more mystical type people, you know, someone who is maybe interested in all things having to do with the metaphysics. These also would be people that, you know, very interested in research, probably interested in books and reading, very contemplative. These are the intellectuals of the world, really. They're either very, very spiritual or very, very scientific. So, if you've got somebody that's born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th, or have a 7 life path, you know, it might be time to go to Barnes & Nobles and grab a gift certificate. Because I don't think you can go wrong with a book for someone that has 7 energy. They also, interestingly enough, 7s appreciate antiques or time-worn pieces that maybe speak of simpler times. So, you know, maybe go to your local antique store and shop for something special for your favorite 7. And I got to tell you that a 7 appreciates quality over quantity. So when it comes to your favorite 7, it's that one special item that's your shopping goal. You know, not a lot of things, just one really special thing. And I could give you some suggestions, you know, maybe a meditation CD would be something that is wonderful for someone with 7 energy, because they say out of all the energy of all the numbers, really the 7 benefits the most from meditation, and the 7 really should meditate every single day. And sevens are really peaceful souls, so maybe some relaxing music would be an idea. And they might appreciate a beautiful sounding wind chimes. Or even, let's face it, get them a gift certificate for a reading. You know, maybe, a reading with an astrologer, or maybe with a psychic or a medium or something like that. or even a gift certificate to a workshop, you know, a spiritual workshop that's being presented in your area. I'm sure that a 7 would truly appreciate that. And another idea might be a journal so that they can write down their thoughts, because let's face it, 7s can get lost in their thoughts. And, you know, they might have some really profound journals. You know, if they were given one and started writing in it, there could be some really wonderful things that they could write in there. As like I said, your 7 is either very spiritual or very scientific, but either way, any 7 would probably love anything that's very challenging to the mind. So, you know, maybe a Mahjong game or perhaps a Sudoku puzzle or something like that would be an interesting gift. And when it comes to clothing, you know, you really want to think in terms of something that's very dignified and very classic, and your 7 would really probably be more drawn in that direction than with flashy, colorful clothes. So think dignified. Okay, so there's your favorite 7. All right. Let me talk about the 8 a second. Okay, so 8 energy, born on the 8th, the 17th, or the 26th. Okay. Well, your favorite 8 really, I have to say, is a little bit more materialistic than some of the other energies. And they do desire success, but they also like the finest things in life. And so, you know, when it comes to shopping for your favorite 8, they like to look successful. So all I got to say is I hope that your pocketbook could stand shopping in the designer label departments, because to an 8, appearances do matter. And I have to say that I can usually tell. I think it's really interesting when, you know, I'm out in public and I'm watching people. I can usually tell an 8 a mile away, because there's usually designer labels on just about every body part, whether it's the sunglasses on their face, the purse that they're holding, the shoes that they're wearing, the various different designer logos that are on the clothing. Usually that is somebody that has 8 energy. So, you know, top of the line, really, designer. And, you know, whether it's male or female, they're going to like expensive jewelry and the finest of apparel. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that if this 8 was writing a letter to Santa, it would include the words BMW, Armani, Gucci, Neiman Marcus, you know. And I've got to tell you know, you want to shop it online and look for it if it isn't in your area. And if all else fails, you know, you can always buy your favorite 8, a leather-bound day runner or attaché, or that'll do really nicely. But, you know, do try to get it monogrammed for them, because I'm sure that they would appreciate that specific touch as well. Wow. You know, I come from a family of 8s. I can testify. I didn't get a lot of 8 energy, but, you know, certainly my mother and my sisters very much so. And God love them. I adore my sisters. I truly do. But I just think it's adorable that they try to outdo each other with diamond jewelry and, you know, who has what. And I think it's adorable. You know, lots of experience here with 8s. Okay. And I love you, sisters, in case you're listening. Okay. So born on the 9th, the 18th, or 27th, we're talking 9 energy. So when we have people that have 9 energy, you know, this is really, you know, somebody that's very socially conscious, somebody that's a humanitarian. But also 9s tend to be, you know, rather artistic. They love the arts. And they probably appreciate fine art or even a fine novel as well. And even, you know, like you might think in terms of like a coffee table book on artistic subjects. So there you've kind of like put two things in one. You can do anything from interior design to fine art. You can find all kinds of coffee table books, and I think that would be a really wonderful gift for somebody with 9 energy. You know, they might be the kind of person who already has everything, so, you know, if that's the case, you know, maybe you might want to, like, find a charity somewhere that they, you know, that they is, you know, part of something that they love or something that they donate their time and energy to, and maybe make a donation to their favorite charity in their name. You know, they would really consider that to be a worthy gift. So, you know, if all else fails, you know, think about that for someone born with a 9 vibration. Okay? So I don't know if that's going to give you a little bit of a heads up, but, you know, we really do, you know, each and every one of us, you know, when we look at numbers that define our energy, and these numbers are found in our date of birth and they're found in our name at birth, that defines our energy. And really, it's our energy that really makes us want the things that we want in life. We vibrate, we draw to ourselves experiences, and we also draw to ourselves things that fulfill that energy. So when you think in terms of some of these numbers, you know, you would think in terms of someone with six energy that would place a great deal of emphasis on their home and a great deal of emphasis on making it beautiful and warm and cozy and a loving place. So therefore, you're thinking in terms of gifts that would focus on family and home. Well, as I said, you know, the five being the free spirits, you know, something adventurous, something that could create an experience for the five, something that even a spur of the moment sort of a thing, a five is really going to embrace that. So again, defining that energy, that's what you want to think about when it comes to a gift for your favorite five. You know, you can go back down through the list, but just think in terms of what I said about the qualities of that number, and then you'll be able to come up with a perfect gift for that person based on the energy. You know, a four, as I said, something that is useful, okay? Not extravagant, but you really want to go with useful for someone with four energy. So I hope you get that, and I hope that that helps you do your Christmas shopping. I know that I shop by the numbers when I buy for all my loved ones, so, and it works out well, so. Okay, so I want to remind everybody that I'm also going to take calls this evening from our listeners, whether you have some questions about the numbers, questions about numerology, or if you would like for me to do a reading for you, that's why I'm here every Monday night. And I would be happy to do that for you. So I'm going to give you the toll-free numbers again. USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free in Canada 888-815-9756. And you can also call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Okay. And I'll be here up until 5 minutes before the hour. All right, and I did want to let you all know that I am scheduling currently readings for January for what's called future forecast readings, and they will help you guide you throughout the year and beyond. And this is a yearly reading most of my clients request at the beginning of the year. And knowing what numbers are influencing you and your experience as well as your opportunities is the best way to make the best possible use out of that energy. So if you're interested in getting a reading, please call now before everything gets booked up. You can find my contact information on my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com. All right. All right, so now what? Now what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about numerology in general here. You know, I'm talking about those future forecast readings that where I personally do those for you, but I also want to remind you that I did a radio show, I believe it might have been last week, and it's in the archives, and what I did on that show is I described the personal year energy. I told you how to determine your personal year number, and I also described what the personal year energy would be for you upcoming in 2009. And that is really something that everyone should keep track of, what their personal year energy is and what it means in numerology, because it usually is extraordinarily accurate. And if you know the energy that you're in at any given time, then you can make the best possible use out of your opportunities. And also, you know, when things start to begin to happen, when the experiences come in, having to do with the energy of that number, it gives you a completely different perspective on it. You know, it's almost like you look up and you kind of like, I'm on to you. I know what's going on. I know what's going on this year based on the numerology chart. And it's really interesting how many clients call me at the end of the year and tell me how right on the personal year reading was. So I remind you, I think it's last week. Take a look at that archive. Listen to it, and it's going to give you a lot of insight. Oh, okay. So to get into it just a little bit deeper about what numerology is, maybe somebody's listening for the first time and they're like, what is she babbling about? You know, it is a very ancient divination tool, and it was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. And, you know, he lived approximately in 560 A.D. And it has roots in ancient cultures, you know, everything from Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And it really uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. So we use your date of birth and your birth name. And from that, numbers are calculated, and the end result is what's called your personal numerology chart. And really, that speaks volumes about you. It really does. And I really feel that, you know, every baby in a nursery should have their numerology attached to their nursery bed, because this is a manual about your life experience in this lifetime. And knowing your numerology is a way to help you understand yourself, who you are, what your energy is, what your talents are, what your life goals are, your destiny is, your personality traits, why you like or dislike the things you like. It also talks about your opportunities and challenges in life, tells you where you're headed. I mean, the amount of insight that comes in from a full understanding your full numerology chart is it goes beyond mind-boggling, really. And the accuracy of it, you know, having done it for as many years as I've done numerology, I mean, not just for clients, but I also doing a lot of research, you know. I don't know if any of you recall that I was an avid reader when I was a child, and I was fascinated with biographies and autobiographies. And I think even then I was just trying to figure out, you know, how does a person, you know, reach their dreams? How does a person reach their destiny? And even as a numerologist, you know, once I discovered numerology, once I started studying numerology, I really continued with my love of biographies and autobiographies. And so what I would do is I would do the numerology chart of whatever book that I was reading, and then as I was reading the book, then there would be the validation of the energy in the actual story of that person's life. And you know, you can't comprehend, really, being an observer on the outside of numerology without truly doing numerology. You can't comprehend how accurate numerology is. It can actually identify the actual years that our soul lessons come in. It can actually identify karma in our lives and when that karma plays out in our lives. It identifies marriages, divorces, adversity, blessings. It identifies the good years, the tough years. It's all written in the numbers. And truly, when I look at a numerology chart, I'm looking at what I feel is, you know, you've heard the word Akashic record. Well, when I look at a numerology chart, I believe that this is a record of your lifetime, this lifetime, and what you've written into your soul experience in this particular lifetime. And it tells the story of what your soul undertook in this lifetime and what you are setting about to achieve. And one thing that, you know, getting, you know, going on here, but one thing that we all look for is, what is my destiny? What is it that I'm here to do? And, you know, there's such a misconception about destiny. You know, some people are indeed destined for great things. They're destined to be great scientists. They're destined to be great thinkers. They're destined to be great teachers, leaders, movie stars, whatever. But there, our destinies is not always tied to fame and fortune. What our souls undertake each lifetime really has to do with something that the soul intends, which is raising our consciousness, which is gaining wisdom, which is raising our vibration, which is growing in spirit. You know, something as simple as a missing number in your name. You know, each letter of your name represents a number. Something as simple as a missing number in your name can actually create those experiences in your life having to do with that number. You know, I tell my clients, I say, you know, when you're missing a number in your name, I want you to think in terms of a brownie, you know, Girl Scouts and brownies. And you know the badge that we, I don't know if they do that anymore. I mean, I'm probably back in the 1950s and 60s when I was growing up, we had badges. And we would go out and maybe go to a nursing home and maybe serve milk and cookies and talk to the old people and sing songs or something. And when we got back, we would get a badge, you know, and we would be able to sew that on our little sash. And that represented something that we had fulfilled as far as an experience went. Well, when I look at something as simple as a missing number in our names, that is kind of like you've got to go out and earn that badge so that you can put that badge on your sash. You're going to be given opportunities in your life to experience that energy and to work with that energy and be able to gain some soul knowledge about that energy, some wisdom, and consequently, then you will have that in the next lifetime. You will bring that knowledge with you for an eternity, and this is the one lifetime that you're getting the opportunity to have experience with that energy. Now, I don't know if I'm losing you all here, but for me, I find it absolutely fascinating when a person's missing that number in a name, how many times the lesson and the teaching, the experience with that number is repeated over and over again in their lives. I can give you an example of one woman who is missing a 6 in her name. And 6, as we've discussed earlier, it's home, hearth, and family. It's duty and responsibility to family. It's love and nurturing of family. And she was missing a 6 in her name. And for almost a lifetime, all the responsibility of almost every family member that she ever met fell upon her shoulders to take care of them, to nurture them, to be of service to them. You know, there was a lot of illness in the family, and this person in particular was the one that, you know, took over care of people. And took, you know, whether it was getting them to the doctors, getting their groceries, or, you know, taking them for medical, for, you know, to the hospital or visiting them in the hospital, whatever it might have been, a huge amount of responsibility to care and nurturing of loved ones fell into her life because of the missing number. So, you know, we talk about destiny. We talk about what it is that our souls is here to do, but sometimes it has nothing to do with fame and fortune. Sometimes it doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with who has the biggest house, who has the nicest cars, who have the biggest bank accounts and the best careers. That's ego talking. That's when we become human and when we put our priorities on what the world tells us is important. But truly, what is important to the soul is learning and growing in spirit throughout life. And so oftentimes when we run into experiences that create difficulties or experiences that, you know, cause adversity, and we overcome those experiences, you know, maybe sometimes it's standing on your own 2 feet and not having anyone help you and learning what your strengths are. And over and over again, you know, when things happen, you're the only person that's there to take care of the situation. You know, all of which, in the end, when it's all said and done, gives you a heightened sense of confidence, self-love and self-worth. You have better, you know, perception of what you're capable of doing. Again, adversity teaches. Adversity raises your vibration and makes you stronger. So destiny can be a series of things where we might look at it and think that we messed up or we screwed up or, you know, where we've had problems in our lives, but we've eventually overcome those problems. But actually, those situations were really planned, and those situations really, when they were overcome, were very courageous things that our soul undertook in this lifetime. And that was a very courageous thing for our soul to do. And oftentimes we don't look at it that way. We kind of look at ourselves, we look back at our lives sometimes and look at things that we perceive to be failures, which they weren't failures at all, because everything serves to teach. Not only the wonderful, beautiful blessings in life that teach us about love and about the good things in life, but also even the things that were difficult teach. Everything teaches. And all of these things, you know, help us to arrive at our destiny. For some of us, our destiny could be something as simple as being a mother and nurturing children and raising them and taking care of them. And, you know, sometimes it takes a saint to be a mother. It's one of the most thankless jobs on this planet to be a mom. And it doesn't have any, you can't punch out from that job. It's a 24/7 day in and day out, year after year. And I think it's a very courageous thing to come into this lifetime and to take on the responsibility and the experience and the destiny of raising children. And so it's a very, amazing experience to help raise the consciousness of the soul. Some people maybe come in to learn leadership, as I said. Some people maybe their destiny is to learn how to cooperate with others, to get along, to bring peace. I really think that when we look at our president-elect, you know, part of his destiny is exactly that, to bring about peace and to help people, teach them and demonstrate and bring them together to cooperate. And I think what we're seeing, demonstrated in the pre-administrative timing before he gets sworn in, we're seeing a lot of that happening here, where he's bringing people together for a common cause and, you know, finding solutions. And I think that he's going to be a wonderful president that can bring peace to our nation. Some people come in for, to experience everything that life has to offer, to really embrace experiences in life, to know what it's like to bungee jump or to, travel the world, in a year on foot or something crazy like that. That's what they're here for. They're not here for that steady job, work someplace for 40 years. They're here to really experience everything that life has to offer. And that is their destiny. So it's very interesting to me when we look at numerology, we look at what it has to offer, we look at the energy of the numbers, and you actually get right down into the nitty-gritty of a chart. And you begin to see, these wonderful things that our souls set about to do in a lifetime. And doing so many charts for so many years and hearing so many people's stories about their lives and comparing it to their numbers, it's taught this numerologist a lot about the courage of our souls and about the journeys that we're on. And, I really think that the one thing that numerology has taught me is unconditional love, because, people are the way they are based upon the energy that they have written into their numerology chart. And once you understand what a person's energy is, there's no point in judging them, because they can only be who they are. And they can't be you and they can't be me. They can only make decisions that are right for them based upon their energy. So once you understand that concept, the whole thing about judging people goes right out the window. And you begin to accept everybody for exactly who they are. And I really think that that's the beginning of unconditional love and acceptance of our fellow human beings. So I can't even begin to explain how valuable that I think numerology is, not just to help people to understand their numerology, but also to teach it to others, to teach them so they can go out and teach others. And use this tool for what it really was meant to be, which is to give us, to shed a lot of light upon each and every one of us, our individual journey in this lifetime. And boy, have I not just tripped the light fantastic going off on this big dissertation on numerology. But I think it's pretty obvious by now that you can tell that it is my passion and that I do love it. And that I really feel that it's an important way to understand ourselves, and certainly a way to understand others. So there you go. Off she goes, right? Okay. All right. All right. One thing that we only have about 5 minutes left on the show, so I don't really think that we're going to be getting any readings tonight, which is very unusual. Usually the phone is ringing off the hook, but that's okay. If you yourself are listening and you have a worthy website, maybe you have a spiritual website, you know, I would really appreciate it if you would email me and maybe send me a link to your website. In my newsletters, you know, quite often I will promote somebody else's website or let everyone know to go check it out. Sometimes even put a banner up on my show info page to, you know, help draw some traffic to your website. So if you got a real spiritual website out there and you would like a little bit of attention to it, hey, you can give me an email. Send me to your website. Let me check it out. I'd be happy to do that. We're all in this together, people, and we're all here to help each other. And so that is really what it's all about. Okay. Now, we do have some really fabulous guests for Visible by Numbers coming up in, in January. I wasn't really sure where I was going to be in December. I wasn't sure if I was going to go to Florida or if I was going to be up in New York. So I really didn't want to set too many guests in December because I didn't want to disappoint anybody in the event that I couldn't do the show. But we have got a fabulous guest coming up in January. I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is Leo Kim, and he wrote a book, Healing the Rift, and I'm currently reading this book, and this book is all about bridging the gap between science and spirituality. And and he's really a good author. So, you know, any of you that are interested, that maybe you've read Greg Braden's books and found them to be very interesting because he comes in with some scientific aspects. You know, this book is right up that ballpark as well. His name is Leo Kim, and the book is called Healing the Rift. And, you know, he really gets into making that connection between the spiritual science and scientific discoveries. And I think that this is really going to be a very interesting interview, and it's a very interesting book. So, you know, check it out. I think you can get I don't know if you can read some of it, but go to healingtheriftbook.com, and that's his website, and he's going to be on the show on the 5th of January, so I'm really excited to talk to him. We also have life coach Sally Felton coming on the 12th, and she's a life coach, and she really has a wonderful personality. She has her own radio show on Contact Talk Radio, so we're going to do some girl talk on that show, so I'm looking forward to Sally coming on. And one of my most favorite guests, Pamela Owsley, will be on the 19th, of January. So write that one down as well. And if you haven't been to auracolors.com, you know, I really encourage you to go visit, that website. She just redid it. It's all brand new. And they have a test that you take there that, determines what your aura colors are. And what's really fascinating to me about the test is that the actual results, she might be talking some colors there, and that's based on what she knows and her experience, but boy, when I look at the results, they're talking about numbers. So colors in your aura really are reflective of your numbers in your numerology, and I find that fascinating. But Pamela is, she's a wonderful author. She has two books. She's a professional psychic. She has traveled throughout the world doing seminars and doing workshops. She can talk about just about anything from human potential, psychic abilities, auras, manifestation. I mean, and we're going to be talking about the changing times. So I'm really looking forward to that show with Pamela Owsley on the 19th. So stay tuned. Visible by Numbers is really going to be quite interesting as we begin the new year. And, geez, I know I tripped the light fantastic tonight, people. I know I talked on and on and on, but it was really kind of nice to be able to just sit back and let my thoughts out. So I appreciate you having patience with me. But my time's up. Gotta go. So I'll be back again next week. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And in the meantime, you know, have a great shopping trip using the numbers. And I wish you all abundant blessings for for your holidays. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.